It's the Brady and the Bunch podcast, presented by 101.3 The Game.
All right, welcome back. It is the Brady and the Bunch podcast. Very, very excited. Actually, very excited for our next guest. It's Dan French, who's the owner, founder of a new baseball and softball academy set to open up right here in Essex Junction, just minutes away from where we sit right now, called the Strike Zone Academy. And full disclosure, some of you have seen this on Facebook. I'm going to be doing some work at the Strike Zone over the next couple of months, giving lessons, various things. So I'm excited to get back into baseball. And Dan, what's cool is that when I was at the Champlain Valley Fair last week working, I actually had two different people come up to me and say, "Not, oh, you're Brady Farkas of the radio. You're going to be doing some work at the Strike Zone." So, like, this thing hasn't even opened yet officially, and people are already catching the vibe. So, yeah, so it's an all-purpose baseball, softball facility that's going to open up in a couple of days. So the first official day is Saturday, which is coming up, man. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me, and I look forward to having you work with all the young players here going forward. Definitely good stuff ahead.
I'm pumped. I need a baseball fix, you know. Couple years of junior college coaching, couple years of youth league coaching. I missed it, so I'm happy to get back into it. And I guess I'll just start with this. You're a young guy. You are 28 years old, okay? Young guy. This is a big undertaking, opening up a big facility that's in your name. Where did you get the idea and the means to do this?
Yeah, so it's really been a long-term vision for me here. Grew up here in Richmond and graduated from Mount Mansfield in 2010, and honestly, this is something I had dreamt about, you know, all along here. So figured, you know, as I was going through college, put together some business plans and, you know, just kept critiquing it and making it better and tweaking it as I went along here and, you know, had the opportunity to get some people to back me financially and my vision for the future of Vermont baseball and softball. And, you know, 5 years later and here we are, you know, about to open up for grand opening on September 7th. So, you know, couldn't be more happy, and it's honestly a dream come true.
Well, I'm taking off my excited coworker hat, and I'm going to ask you the journalism questions and the things that the public at large is going to ask.
So, I love it.
Look, high school sports numbers are going down. People say that in the state of Vermont, baseball is going down, and nationally, lacrosse is getting really popular. So I guess the question is, a lot of people are running away from baseball. Why are you running to it? Why will this facility work?
Yeah, I just think that it's really an affordable sport for everyone to be a part of. And, you know, there just hasn't been anything like this to pave a vision of success in the sport around here in Vermont. So I intend to, you know, switch gears for a lot of parents and players here in the state. You know, once winter hits and once the snow comes around, unfortunately, it's game over for us. We transition into other sports or kind of, you know, just let it go for the season. So, yeah. Why I'm charging full bore into this is because, you know, I see a lot of great numbers in our little leagues right now, and I plan to develop all those kids into seeing progression, seeing success into this game so they, you know, can start thinking about the future in baseball and softball.
As a business person, how does this come about? I mean, what's the process? So, great, you have a vision. Now, how do we get to the point where the facility is set to open? What has to happen in between the two?
Yeah, so pretty much it's been right around like an 8-month process to get to this point here, but everything's installed, you know, everything's back to where I need it to be. You know, I'm able to hire on staff and feel comfortable and give them good, you know, wages and make sure that they're able to give the best instruction possible. So, you know, for me personally, it's just kind of, you know, we're flying by it right now, but yeah. I intend to hear out the market and see what everyone's saying about the Strike Zone and our successes and failures and find a way to adjust so we're more long-term than any other baseball or softball facility that's been around.
So you're going to be opening just off Susie Wilson Road in Essex. So again, right down the road from where we are right now, a lot of, you know, perfect signage. You can see it clearly from the road, especially if you're on Route 15. Why that space?
Yeah, actually, that just kind of fell on my plate at the perfect time, honestly. Was able to move back from Georgia where I was working for the Braves, and we saw this building, and, you know, I did my presentation for Omega Electric, who owns the building, and they bought into the vision. They believe in my plan and the, you know, the future that I'm going to be able to provide for our youth here in Vermont, but honestly, it's smack dab in the middle of a bunch of great, you know, schools here in the area that have good population in baseball and softball. Yeah. So, really wanted to give an access point to all different communities. I didn't want to be too far away from all the communities here in Vermont. So I feel like I found a really good center point, a good access point for everyone to meet up at And, you know, that's why I really pulled the trigger on this modern building that doesn't have a warehouse feel, as you kind of saw when you showed up.
I once took lessons, actually not once, but for like a number of years took lessons at a great facility, All-Stars Academy in Albany. And it was a great facility, and the workers there were awesome. They all had really extensive baseball backgrounds, and it was great. It was on the 8th floor of the old brick furniture warehouse in Albany, and there was no elevator.
Yeah.
So you had to. So if you had a six,
getting your warm up in.
If you had a 6 o'clock lesson and you showed up at 5:52, you were missing the start of that lesson because it just took you 10 minutes to get up the damn stairs.
That's hilarious.
So your facility is certainly a lot different than that, and I've been in there a couple times now. We've talked a bunch. I have my idea on what makes your place different versus other places I've seen that have similar goals, but I'll let you tell it in your own words. What makes the Strike Zone different from any other baseball or softball academy there might be?
Yeah, we're going the innovative route. We're going the baseball tech route. I want to introduce all these players and parents to the new technology and analytics systems that are out there. It's something that, you know, the professionals and all the higher level college facilities and schools are using these days. So, looking to bring that kind of innovation and analytics where, you know, we're able to see the progression from months to years, you know, building up to hopefully where a bunch of these guys are getting scouted for college careers going forward. So, yeah, I would say that we're going with a more modern approach here with the baseball tech that's out there. And it's definitely quick progression through these kind of systems.
And it's crazy because you have so many things that major league teams are using. When you talk about baseball tech, you're referring to a couple different things. You've got, you know, Rapsodo, which is a pitching technology-based system that basically shows you everything. Sure, your velocity is important, but it shows you how many revolutions you're getting on the ball,
yes,
how your curveball moves. You've got with the hitting one, TrackMan is one hitting system, but you've got a different one.
Right, yeah, so, I have HitTrax.
Okay, so HitTrax, that tells you launch angle, exit velocity, et cetera. So now my question for the public at large is, this sounds really complex, Dan. If I've got a 9-year-old that I just want to figure out how to throw strikes,
yep,
okay, why could my kid benefit from your place? Is it too over that kid's head?
Yeah, no. So that's something where at that age we're able to analyze as a staff and we understand that kind of data. With that age group, really from 6 to 12 years old, it's solely focused on honing in mechanics and all that data collection is solely for us and maybe even to introduce the parents to. But I would by no means be overwhelming a young kid by, you know, swamping them with all this data. But that's my responsibility to be able to translate this data that I'm collecting into physical motion, which I'm very comfortable with. And then once they grow up into that culture of getting analyzed through these different data analysis systems, we'll have classes to break down what we're analyzing, how this really affects your pitches and how this affects your hitting.
What's your baseball background personally?
Yeah, so I played 2 years varsity at MMU as a pitcher and outfielder after I graduated. Went out to Southern Maine Community College, which is a small junior college right in South Portland. Played 2.5 years of varsity. I was the ace both years. Accumulated my stats while I was playing there, all-time leader in innings pitched, second in wins, and second in strikeouts. So I certainly had a good playing career in college and looked to just bring that vision. You know, I was a small-town boy from Richmond, Vermont that, you know, saw a vision in baseball and took a hold of it, you know. And hopefully one day I'll be able to say I'm in the Hall of Fame there. But, you know, at least I could say that, you know, I went out and put my best out there on the table at a college level where I'm competing against some of the best athletes in New England.
So in addition to me and you, we're not doing it alone. Who else is on your staff so far?
Yeah, so my softball program is just as equally as balanced with really knowledgeable instructors. I have Eric Rutz, who's the head varsity softball coach over at Essex, you know, led the girls to the semifinal this year. I know he has plans to make it to the finals this year, but, you know, he's been coaching in the state for a while now, and he's going to bring a lot of knowledge to the table for, you know, our young athletes and our young softball players that have not had an opportunity like this to train year-round. And bringing on a young girl that just graduated from Thomas College, Sydney Lieberview, and she was 2-time player of the year for her conference, so that kind of says it all by herself. You know, I really look forward to seeing her grow as a coach, which, you know, we're kind of working her through the different programs so she's able to communicate her success and now try to translate that to our youth here. So, you know, besides us, I also hired on another baseball coach over there in the Swan area, Josh, and he you know, is coaching their Legion team up there and brings a lot of knowledge to the game as well. So I'm looking to keep a young, knowledgeable staff to help motivate these kids where we're able to make an impact in the long run.
You know, it was pretty cool because I told you two people just came up to me and talked about this facility, and that was just off one simple Facebook post that you had on the Strike Zone Academy's Facebook page. What has the feedback been? What has the reception been on the street when you tell people what you're doing, where you're going to be, what you're offering?
They're honestly beyond excited. The community's been great to work with, honestly, and it kind of justified why I pulled the trigger on this thing anyways, because I really knew that the community was out there, and this was something they were looking for, you know. It's kind of a shock and awe factor when some people walk into the facility, you know, and they have visions of what the Strike Zone might be, but then it's completely different once they walk into the doors and really see, you know, what I had put together. So it's all been positive right now. I really hope to keep that flowing, obviously, keep those good vibes, and, you know, just keep impacting the youth and being transparent with the athletes' parents as well.
So let's talk about the facility itself. You walk in the building. What are the things that people are going to see? Is it, you know, because look, it's more than just, you know, old school when we were playing, it was you walk into a place, there's one tunnel there, and there's three batting cages with the rotating arm, the pitching machine, and that throws out the yellow rubber balls, and they dent your bat on impact. So what is your facility like when you walk in?
Yeah, so it's a really modern feel. I was working with a great company called Better Baseball out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we were able to customize this thing to make it look really modern. I have 10 total cages. Two will be automatic pitching machines, which are baseball and softball compatible. Mm. They're going to be real baseballs and real softballs, just low seams, so they're not going to be cutting and tailing on players. And they'll be coming right on in there, but it'll be more of a real feel off of the bat rather than hitting those, you know, yellow lacrosse balls almost, in my opinion. But, you know, outside of that, we're going to have two cages that – you know, are more specific to instruction with our private instructors, and then the rest are going to be team rentals and open cages for anyone to come out. You know, I wanted it to be a walk-in feel. I didn't want anyone to feel like they were kind of pushed out if they didn't want to pay for private instruction. There's obviously an added benefit when you put other eyes on your athlete, but, you know, if there's parents out there that know the game and they want to bring their, you know, son or daughter out just to hit in the cages or to play catch, you know, they're more than welcome to come out and join, which is another new feel that really hasn't been provided here in the state.
What are we going to see at opening day on Saturday? When the facility opens, what kind of things are going on?
Yeah, so, I mean, I hope to see a packed house. We got, you know, 300 responses on our Facebook page. So I'm hoping that it'll just be a big day of free fun. And I want to introduce, you know, the facility and my staff, what we're going to have to offer really in the future. And honestly, everything will be live. It'll be live, free fun. Like I said, you know, everyone can hop in the cages, get some swings in. We'll have a Hitrax home run derby towards the end of the day so people can kind of experience the competitive edge of, you know, hitting through Hitrax and going through like a simulated home run derby type deal.
So the thing I like about it is because it has something for every level of player. You mentioned, look, if son and father want to go out and play catch and they're 8 years old, that's fine. You can do that. If you're a high school sophomore looking to get on a college radar, it's got the technology and the skill-based stuff to help you get to that next level and try to get on a college radar. And everywhere in between fits into your facility. You played 2 years of college ball, 2.5 years. You said, you know, ace at your community college. How do you feel your career could have been different if you had had a place like this available?
Yeah, you never really know what the possibilities could be looking back on, you know, stuff like that. But if I was able to have the programs that I'm going to put together for the kids going forward, you know, I probably would have had a lot more confidence going into my college career than I did coming out of the state, just because, you know, there wasn't an emphasis on baseball here in Vermont, even still when I graduated in 2010. And there were still so many great athletes that I competed with and against, but, you know, the mindset and the vision just wasn't there. So with this facility, it's really going to open the mind. And in my opinion, we're customizing programs specific for players and their goals. So if we're able to help players achieve goals quickly, then that's just going to build their motivation to keep coming back and you know, keep seeing how much further they can progress through the game.
You've also got something there that's unique that I've seen only at one other facility like this before. You've also got kind of a strength and fitness component to it that's an option. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, this is honestly the program that I'm the most excited about. This is a program that really will change the game for a lot of players. There's plenty of emphasis on the mechanical side of this game, which can translate into, you know, positive success. But there is the physical side of this game that I also want to take a hold of. And the company by the name of Concept Move,
yep.
They're out of South Burlington, a local guy, another MMU graduate. He graduated in 2011 after me. But, you know, he's going to put together programs where these athletes aren't only going to be getting better at baseball, they're going to become better athletes in general. I know we have a lot of three-sport athletes, so we're going to be able to prepare these players for the long run, you know, the long run of the whole year of participating in sports, you know, all year round. So us being able to build up their body and these programs together with obviously the baseball mechanics side being the focus of the sport that we're trying to get them better at, it's really, we're going to see an uptick in our athletes as well. We're going to see their ability to, you know, last longer in games and perform at much higher levels with this type of physical activity.
I'm going to repeat myself from something I said a minute ago because I think it bears repeating to the audience who's listening. If the mother or father is listening to the podcast and they're thinking about sending their kid to your facility, they're hearing a lot of different things.
Yep.
And it can sound a little overwhelming to someone who's hearing it for the first time without actually visualizing it in person. So as I said a second ago, there is something for everybody, and there's various different levels of things that people can do. So kind of just take us through I don't even know the tiers of things available to just the mother or father who's listening.
Yeah, no, everyone's at a different level in this game, physically, mentally, and mechanically. So that's where it's my responsibility as the owner and the director of player development to make sure that we're putting together customized programs for these players. The workout program will be specific on their metabolisms, their growth, and everything that Concept Move is able to analyze on their end. So that's a fully customizable program. That's something where they...
But a 10-year-old doesn't have to do that.
No, not at all. That's just something, you know, competitive drive is another big thing that I'm seeing in a lot of the players. You know, some 8-year-olds are all ready to go into these type of programs and be in-depth, and some are more just on the fun side of it, you know, and we keep both motivated in different ways. So there's always something available for the child and the parents. We just focus on putting them together into the right customized program.
If somebody wants to get involved with the program, wants to become part of your facility, how do they do so? Is it you go to the front desk and you buy tokens and that's how you do it? Is it that you're, you know what, hey, just here's X amount of dollars for X amount of service, or is there a membership plan? What are we looking at here?
Yeah, so there'll be a member and a non-member plan. I wanted to give the flexibility to whatever the budgets of the parents are and try to make it as affordable as possible. There's plenty of benefits that come along with being memberships on all discounted services and pricing on our pro shop once we release out that kind of stuff. You'll get daily credits, which will get you roughly 75 to 90 swings as a high schooler.
Per day,
and then 35 to 45 for, you know, the 8 to 12-year-olds on our junior membership. So those pricings will be released on September 7th on our opening day, and it'll be available on our website as well. But the benefits really are to give the players and the parents the cost-affordable programs and to give them that consistency where they're able to see quick progression through our programs.
Do you think that a facility like this will help reinvigorate the baseball market in the state and get people excited about baseball again? Because, look, I love baseball. You love baseball. But I always fight the battle every day with somebody about why baseball sucks or doesn't suck. I fight that battle every day with people. And I hear about how other sports have more movement. And, you know, for a society with smaller attention spans, you need something more fast-paced than baseball. Will a facility like this that allows kids to play all year round or three quarters of the year, do you think that will reinvigorate interest in the sport as a whole?
I believe so. With our focus on the 6 to 12-year-old range, we're going to change a generation of baseball here in Vermont. That's my plan. Baseball and softball, excuse me. You know, when we're getting into the heads of the young players and, like I said, paving a vision for them to not only think that this is just a summer sport that they come out and play and fill in their, you know, summertime with, but this is something that they want to get better at type deal. You know, it's a tough sport and there's a lot more failures than success. But once you're good at the sport and you understand more than just, you know, your personal successes and failures, whether you got a hit or not in the game, if you're able to find something positive to just keep moving you forward type deal, That's the type of impact we'll be making on an entire generation here.
So they can follow the Strike Zone Academy on Facebook. Also, go to the website, which is what?
TheStrikeZone.com.
TheStrikeZone.com. So that's where people can go. And again, September 7th and a couple days from now, that's where the membership info is. That's where the prices are for things, the services available. I encourage people to go out on Saturday. Now, what time is it all starting?
It's from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. I encourage people to go on out. I'll be there somewhat towards later in the day. I got a wedding to go to. So I'll be there towards the back end of the day, but I'm looking forward to seeing as well and seeing the response in baseball. Now, you mentioned you were working for the Braves. What were you doing down in Atlanta?
Yeah, so I was doing full-time ticket sales for them down south. It was a dream come true, honestly.
SunTrust Park?
Yep, brand-new SunTrust Park down there in Atlanta, and honestly, it was a dream. Like I said, you know, there was a couple times where I would just be walking on field level, and I'd walk past some players and I'd be like, wow, that's kind of a surreal feeling, honestly. You know, that's something that, you know, I dreamt about, was walking on field level. You know, obviously I wasn't on the playing side, but nonetheless, I sold the tickets to pay them their $1 million paychecks. So, you know, I was a big part of that.
Who was the best guy you came across?
Honestly, I had met Chipper Jones, and he was a pretty awesome guy to just kind of hang out with and chat with. You know, I brought him down to the Delta Club, and it was cool to just, you know, spend 2 or 3 minutes with the guy, really down to earth. And honestly, one of the players that, you know, I looked up to growing up, you know, he's one of the best third baseman switch hitters out there. And it was kind of cool to just, you know, meet a childhood, you know, legend in my eyes, honestly.
But, well, we're looking forward to the facility opening on Saturday. Dan French, local guy, local ties, looking to bring baseball and softball, I wouldn't say back, but looking to regenerate more and more interest in those sports here locally. Dan, we appreciate it, man. The excitement is there.
Thank you for your time.
We'll continue following along.
No, thanks for having me.